Behold your mother, our Lord tells each and every one of us, before we can love Our Lady, we need to look at her, so to speak. And when we look at Our Lady, we come to love her because we see that she is indeed the highest honor of our race, that she is the New Jerusalem coming down out of heaven, beautiful as a bride all dressed for her husband. She is the one who is all fair, with no spot in her. And when our Lord spoke these words to Saint John, "Behold your mother," he said it at the moment when Our Lady was most beautiful, was most perfect, was most full of God's grace and the object of his favor, because she had walked with him, had listened to his words, had fulfilled all of his commandments and his call, his vocation for her, and that led her to this consummation, if you will, of her mission, which was to stand with our Lord at the foot of the cross and offer her pure, maternal, and immaculate heart in union with the suffering of his sacred heart on the cross. This gospel today from St. John, 19th chapter of St. John's Gospel, is the specific passage which is picked out for the celebration of the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima, and actually every Mass of Our Lady of Fatima. If you go to the shrine of Our Lady of Fatima at the altar of the apparitions, the little Capolina, almost every day of the year it's permissible to celebrate the Mass of Our Lady of Fatima, and there's only one formulary. So almost every day of the year, every time you go to that altar, you know, and sometimes there's Mass after Mass, you know, 10, 20, 30 Masses a day, you'll always hear this gospel again and again and again and again from St. John concerning the crucifixion and the role of Our Lady at the foot of the cross. And this is the message of Fatima. We very often summarize the message of Fatima as prayer and penance and devotion to the Blessed Mother. But if we want to see an icon of prayer and penance and devotion of the Blessed Mother, we can, you know, look at the crucifix with Mary and John, with Our Lady standing at the foot of the cross, looking up at Christ, and St. John standing there because Our Lady has brought him to the foot of the cross. Our Lord has united John the priest with Our Lady, his mother. Our Lady is the icon of prayer and penance because of her co-redemptive love of Jesus, her willingness to give everything to our Lord, even to give up her maternal rights at that moment, to turn over even her own son into the hands of wicked men, and to offer with one will the offering that Jesus made to his Father. And all of this is reflected in the messages of Our Lady of Fatima and in the events preceding the apparitions, with the apparitions of the angel and the prayers that were taught to the children by the angel, especially that Eucharistic prayer, which also often reminds me of the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. "Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly, and I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity." See, now I'm going to get mixed up with the Divine Mercy prayer. But it's an offering of, it's a Trinitarian prayer, offering the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus in reparation for sin. In this case, it's not only in reparation for sins committed against the Sacred Heart of Jesus, but also the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And in conjunction with that prayer, which was taught to the children, they were also taught to do penance. And they did penance. They gave their food away when they went out to the pasture. They had little instruments of penance that they wore around around their waist. They made many prayers and sacrifices. One time they had heard the angel and they went back to their home, Lucia's home, and they were playing down outside the well. And the angel reappeared to them and said, "What are you doing?" He said, "You know, the hearts of Jesus and Mary are attentive to your supplications. Make of everything," he said, "make sacrifices." And they said, "What's a sacrifice?" He says, "Make of everything a sacrifice." And with exhortations like that, little Jacinta and Francisco, especially these two very, very young children, were very zealous to console the heart of Jesus and to offer their penances and prayers in reparation for sins against the Immaculate Heart of Mary and in solidarity with the suffering of the Holy Father. You know, the message of Fatima is not complicated. It was completely understood by these three children who are willing to do the will of God, who are willing to accept their cross in union with Our Lady, to unite themselves with the Blessed Mother, to beg the Immaculate Heart of Mary to give them her heart, to purify their hearts, to unite their hearts with her heart, and then to allow them to offer a sacrifice in union with her. And that came, you know, to a sort of focal point in the Eucharist, in the reception of Holy Communion. And so that's really the message of Fatima. The message of Fatima really is the co-redemption. It's our devotion to Our Lady and our honor of her because she has been so faithfully the disciple of Christ. And it's only through her that we can learn to follow Jesus and to follow him ultimately to the cross. And by uniting ourselves to our Blessed Lady in our consecration to her and then coming before the altar to receive communion, participating in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, in union with her, begging her to purify our hearts, then all things, you know, that God desires of us will be fulfilled. You know, we'll become holy, and all of our sacrifices, sufferings, and temptations, no matter what they are, will be pleasing to God. You know, we will carry our cross, we will stand with Our Lady at the foot of the cross, and we will offer a sacrifice that is pleasing to her Son. Our Lady, you know, was firm with the children. She expected a great deal of them. You know, she told Lucia that Jacinta and Francisco were going to die soon, but that she would have to learn to read because she had a mission to accomplish. And Lucia said, "Well, you're not going to take me. I want to go to heaven too." And no, she said, "No, you'll have to remain behind." And she became very sad and began to cry. And Our Lady, I believe that was one of the moments when Our Lady let the light from her hands flow onto the children. The children felt as though they were penetrated with the presence of the Blessed Trinity. And Our Lady said, my Immaculate Heart will be your refuge and the way that leads you to God. And so the children, in spite of the fact that they suffered a great deal because of the apparitions, were persecuted and disbelieved by even their parents, and felt abandoned, they didn't feel abandoned by Our Lady. They knew that she was present with them and that she would protect them. And of course she did, and she gave them great joy, great hope, great confidence in their service of our Lord. And she does the same for us. We are her children. Our Lord speaks to us and says, "Behold your mother." And we embrace her as our mother, and she is our mother, and she always will take care of us. But she's asking of us great generosity. Those who have been enlightened to want to have devotion to the Blessed Mother, to consecrate themselves to her, have been given a very special grace, a very special enlightenment. You know, not because we're good, but because God is good. It doesn't make us better than anyone else, but it does place a greater responsibility. To whom much has been given, much has been given, much will be expected. But Our Lady will always be with us. "I will be your refuge and the way that leads you to God." And so let us heed the call to prayer and penance. Let us unite ourselves with our Blessed Lady in the mystery of her co-redemption, her union with Jesus in his sacrificial love. And let us acquire the heart of our Blessed Mother so that we might love Jesus, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, with the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and may repair the damage, repair the suffering and the hurt that has been done to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary by our lives of fidelity, by our lives of prayer and penance and devotion to the Immaculate and Sorrowful Heart of Mary.